into commercial art. I want to discuss the differences between your options and how to go about breaking into each industry. I will mention how to prepare your portfolio and how to make money and a name for yourself. I'll be putting this chapter first because it's definitely going to affect how you do your branding. Before you can become successful with the products and services you offer, you have to have a clear look. It has to strongly represent what you represent as a company. And it also has to stand out among the sea of other choices consumers have. No matter what the old adage says, people do judge books by their covers, and they judge businesses by their logo, look, cards, packaging, and website. I will teach you how to make sure that all of these components flow cohesively together. After all of your products and packages are successfully and cohesively branded, you can begin marketing, because branding forms the basis of any marketing campaign. You will have to expand the same look to all your social media outlets, which today comprise most of your marketing tools. Expand the same look to anything else you do, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter to any blog space. I will talk about having an online presence today is absolutely necessary, as well as realizing the importance and charm of paper takeaways and mailing cards. I will talk about how to design and maintain both types of advertising and marketing, and how they can both help you grow your business. As you begin marketing yourself, you're going to want to do market research. Now, of course, this book is in no way chronological, so even as you're doing your branding and setting up marketing campaigns, you should still be doing research into your chosen field or market. This doesn't mean copying what you find, as some people can mistakenly think. It's just to see what your competition is doing so that you can effectively compete in the marketplace. This will give you insight into what prices, packages, and services are already being offered in your area, as well as what new ideas you may be able to bring to the table. Finally, I will help you figure out what type of business you are. It's important to have all those specifications on file so that you can pay your taxes effectively. Being a responsible business owner is also necessary in case something of a legal nature ever happens. And finally, I would like to wrap the book up with a chapter on how to continue doing research and how to stay relevant as a company. I hope that with all these skills in place, you too will be well on your way to becoming a quite successful photography business owner. Chapter 1. Types of Photography. Fine Art versus Commercial. So, what types of photography are there, and what of these can you turn into a business? There is a lot of nuance in the photographic world, but I like to divide the business part of it into three distinct aspects. If you find, however, that your work falls into more than one category, never fear. You can always section off your business to sell more than one type of photography. This just means that you'll need to think about the possibility of having different branding materials and business pages for each category. This can cost a bit more money, but if you're committed and you work hard, it can definitely pay off. Now let's talk about what those types are. As I've divided them, they are commercial, fine art, and documentary. Let's talk about commercial first. Commercial is what most people think of when they imagine a photo business. The most common versions of commercial photography businesses are family portrait and high school portrait studios. Often studios do both of these kinds of work. Portraiture is always in high demand, especially around the holidays and different times in the school year. With any portrait studio, you definitely want to think about offering photo packages at different price points so that your target market consists of a wider demographic. Think about other ways to make your particular studio unique. What kind of spaces do you offer to shoot in? What kind of props? For senior portraits or beauty shots, how many outfit changes do you offer and at what prices? Do you offer on-site hair and makeup help? If so, what are you going to charge so that those packages are still affordable, yet you are paying your hair and makeup artists fair wages? These are all components to think about, and I will discuss them in more depth in the chapter on market research. But there is another facet of the commercial field that people don't often think about, and that is the world of stock photography. Stock photography is also in high demand. Just a refresher, in case you don't know what it is, stock photography are any images that people look for on a regular basis that can be listed online for people to use legally, either for free or for a small fee.